Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit about Fred Price. Again, there's kind of a resurgence going on with the Fred Price Price people. Fred is the pastor of Crenshaw Christian Center. Where there's about 16,000 members. His programs on TV are on the LaCie Network and the TBN. He's certainly a member of the Faith Prosperity Message. His predecessor was also a prosperity preacher named Reverend Ike. Price claims he's brought up Jehovah Witness family, but then he converted to Christianity, experienced a lot of denominations, that type of thing. Then he read a book from Kenneth Hagin and became a follower of that type of theology, which is a name it and claim it type of thing. And Oral Roberts and Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, all those guys are all involved in that. By following and looking at Hagin's teachings, it developed him into being an exponent of the name it and claim it. Like I said, they call it the name it and claim it, say it and frame it, speak it and keep it. All those kinds of names have been attached to that. He's also become famous for his anti-biblical stance of if you have to say, and then quote, if it be thy will or thy will be done, if you have to say that, then you're calling God a fool, because he doesn't believe that you have to say, if it be thy will, Lord, allow me to either, you know, live or accomplish this or whatever. You're supposed to just speak it and God will do it. Automatically it'll happen. Because after all, God did tell you to ask, and Jesus is asking his name. So, you know, he's one of his proponents that claim if you believe, then you have advanced to the faith is strong enough and high enough, then you speak what you want and it'll be done for you. Now, he also says that, he's one of these dominion kind of guys also. He says, talking about the animals, in the Garden of Eden, he says, if them animals belong to God, how come God didn't give them their names? Why did he leave it up to a puny man to give them the names to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and all the vegetable kingdom? Well, because they belonged under the control of Adam and not of God. Why? God, Adam had dominion, not God. Adam. That was something he said on Ever Increasing Faith program, May 3rd, 1992. That was his comments. And I would just say that if that's true, then how come, how did God curse creation after the fall? How did man fall if man was in control of the kingdom to start with? How could God have kicked him out of the garden if Adam was in control? So, you know, it's amazing that these guys say these things and their people listen to them and they believe it, and they believe it because they don't check it out against the Bible like a good Berean should, naturally. Fred Price speaking again. Adam, as I said, gave it, which is the earth, away to the serpent, to the devil. As a result of it, he got his behind kicked out of the garden. He went out of Eden, out of the garden. He began to wander around, and he has troubles from day one. Now, God was out of the business. God was out of the earth realm. God had no more stock in this earth realm. No more. None at all. Nothing. Nothing he could do. Not a thing in the world he could do. The only way God could get back into the earth realm was he had to have an invitation. He had to have an invitation. That's what Fred Price claims. That when God gave Adam dominion, God was no longer in control. He said that Ever Increasing Faith on May the 1st, 1992, audio tape PR11. And it's sad that he would say that, you know, that God the Father can't do anything on earth unless we give him permission. That's just real sick, in my opinion. Excuse me. Now, here's a shocker for you. Now, listen to this. This is Fred Price again. But God has to be given permission to work in this earth realm on behalf of man. Yes, you are in control. So if man has control, who no longer has it? God. When God gave Adam dominion, that meant God no longer had dominion. So God cannot do anything in this earth unless we let him. And the way we let him or give him permission is through prayer. Isn't that just stupid? I don't know where these people dream this. Well, yes, I do. The devil gives it to them, naturally. You know, we always say, I don't know where you're getting that nonsense from, but yes, we do. The devil feeds him, and he's eating right out of the devil's hands what he's doing. And then they nitpick. What these guys do is they nitpick scripture. When he'll pick a part out that says Jesus said all authority. Well, if Jesus said all authority, then how much is left out of the term all? Well, nothing. Fred Price says it's an inclusive term. God said all authority, so therefore, Adam has all the authority. God has no more. It's amazing, isn't it? It's crazy. Anyway, he goes on to say that it's because he gave the authority to the church now, and in essence, he was saying, I'm going back to heaven. I'll take care of the authority in the heavenly realm, but I'm leaving you here. Unbelievable, huh? The way God has designed the system, we control it. It's up to us. That's Fred Price on the LaCie Network talking. You know, so he really, truly either believes this nonsense or he's saying it to get devout followers to pay the way. I don't see that there's any other choice there either. He truly believes what he's saying or he's just scamming the people. And I honestly believe he's scamming the people. I really, really do believe that. You know, he gets his congregation all bonded to him by twisting, you know, his teachings of the Word of God. And, you know, just like Price says, Fred Price believes the control is found in all we say. He said, if you keep talking death, that's what you're going to have. If you keep talking sickness and disease, that's what you're going to have, because you are going to create the reality of them with your own mouth. That's a divine law. Fred Price said that in the book Realm, in page 29. Just amazing. He also claims that Jesus was rich. And once again, folks, understand something here. I'm only sharing this information with you because you need to know what these preachers out there are preaching. If you've been listening to Fred Price and think he's a great guy, you need to look deeper into what Fred Price is teaching and preaching to you. You know, it's not good stuff, folks. And, you know, our obligation, because we're called by God, is to warn you of these kind of people and what they're saying. So we're not just nitpicking at people. We're telling you things that are true, and we want you to listen to them, and then you read the Bible and you gauge what we say with the Lord's holy word. That's what you need to do, and you gauge what these people that we're talking about here say against God's holy word. That's what you need to do. Be a good Berean. You'll understand if you do it that way that we're telling you the truth, and these people are wackos. They're just using people to get money. He promotes a myth that Jesus was very rich, and of course he incorporates that into his theology of why every believer should be rich. He said, the whole point is I'm trying to get you to see, to get you out of this malaise of thinking that Jesus and the disciples were poor, and then relating that to you, thinking that you as a child of God have to follow Jesus. The Bible says that he has left us an example that we should follow his steps. That's the reason why I drive a Rolls Royce. I'm following Jesus' steps. He said that on Ever Increasing Faith program on TBN, December 9th, 1990. Now, I tell you, in the Bible, Acts 3:6, Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You see, don't these guys, does nobody in these congregations where these preachers preach read their Bibles? Unbelievable, isn't it? If Jesus was rich, how come he had to have him go get a coin out of a fish's mouth? How come when he fed the 5,000, his disciples told him, "We don't have enough money to buy the bread"? But you won't hear him talk about that, will you? What's he going to claim? He was saving it for a rainy day? Fred Price also boasts all the time. He said, "If the mafia can ride around in Lincoln Continental Town cars, why can't the king's kids?" That's the reason why I drive a Rolls Royce. But it's Price and the other prosperity preachers, you know, who seem to enjoy the benefit of that doctrine. Certainly it's not the majority of his church, and it's going to stay that way, folks. That's one thing you need to understand. These men's folks, these churches, and these women false preachers out there, their pews are filled with majority of these people are just getting by paycheck to paycheck. But they're sitting there listening to a guy preach doctrine on how they should be rich. Well, why aren't they all rich? Well, because that doctrine don't work, folks. Just don't work. Fred Price said, "You can talk about me all you want while I'm driving by in my Rolls Royce that's paid for, and I got the pink slip on it. Talk all you want. Bad mouth all you want. Don't hurt me in the least. Doesn't bother me. It's a whole lot easier to be persecuted while I'm driving in my car and I got the pink slip than it is when I'm riding in the car and owe my soul to the company store." And then he goes on to brag and he says, I've got $25 million in my financial statement. Free and clear. I have no debt. I live in a 25-room mansion. I have my own $6 million yacht. I have my own private jet, and I have my own helicopter, and I have 7 luxury automobiles, so I never get bored having to drive the same car more than one time in any given week. It doesn't that just make you sick? What in the Lord's name's that man trying to say here? What he's trying to say, folks, is he's a braggart. What the Lord say about rich man? Easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. And this man's bragging about how rich he is. Maybe he don't want to go to heaven. You know what? Listen to me now. Listen closely. Listen now. They want their heaven now. And what God say about that? They have their reward. They have their reward. So see, they want their heaven now. I do believe with all my heart that God's given them their heaven now. He's letting them, or he ain't giving it to them, but he's allowing them to have their heaven right now. But boy, are they going to be in trouble when judgment day comes. Maybe Fred Price can explain why Jesus had borrowed a manger. How come he borrowed boats? How come he borrowed a colt to ride into Jerusalem? He borrowed a house for Passover. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. Why did he say in Luke 14:33 to someone who was already rich, "So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple"? So whose disciples are they if they go after everything Jesus said not to? Well, figure that one out, folks. Figure that one out. Hey, I got to go. We're going to continue this on in the morning. God bless each and every one of you, and we will see you tomorrow. Remember, join us on the website. Take a look at what we got up there. Got a lot of stuff to read and learn from. It's www.forgottenword.org. God bless you. We'll talk to you in the morning.